Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is just called Let Mercy Lead. In Luke chapter 6, verse 40 and 48, it says this: Everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. What would someone who is like his teacher look like? What is the deep foundation, quote, on the rock that Jesus is talking about in this passage? There is no way that I would have enough space in a devotional like this to answer those questions fully. That is, unless I move from the world of prose to the world of poetry. Some concepts are just too big and too complex for the confines of regular prose. This is one of them. And so I'm going to need to turn to a musical poet for inspiration. One of my all-time favorite Christian musicians, maybe just one of my favorite Christians, period, was a guy named Rich Mullins. Rich was a lyrical genius and a poet who wrote some of the greatest Christian music of the 80s and 90s and some of the greatest lyrics of all times. One of my favorites is a song that he wrote for his best friend's son, Aiden. Before Aiden was born, David Strasser asked Rich to write a song for his son that will take him through life. I want to share these words with you today, and I encourage you to listen to this song as well. You can search for it. Just search Let Mercy Lead on any search engine. Because I really think this song, that Rich's poetic advice, might be some of the best advice you can give to anyone who is wanting to become like our teacher, like Jesus. In fact, I can't even think of any better advice for those of us who want to build our lives on a firm foundation. My prayer today is that you will learn to let mercy lead. I want to read the song lyrics to you. Aiden, the day will come. You'll run the race that takes us way beyond all our trials and all our failures and all the good that we dream of, but you can't see yet where it is you're heading. But one day you'll see the face of love. Let mercy lead. Let love be the strength in your legs. And in every footprint that you leave, there'll be a drop of grace. If we can reach beyond the wisdom of this age into the foolishness of God, that foolishness will save those who believe. Although their foolish hearts may break, they will find peace. And I'll meet you in that place. Let mercy lead. God bless everybody. Have a good day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.